In Alabama, a judge has come up with a new way to display the Ten Commandments in his courtroom. He's wearing them on his robe. Legal scholars say the message is just as likely to cross the constitutional line separating church and state as a plaque or monument. NPR's Debbie Elliott has the story.
Andalusia Judge Ashley McCathan got a new robe this month.
Well, the robe is, it's a standard judicial robe. It has the Ten Commandments embroidered on the front of it.
McCathan points to the chest of the black robe hanging in front of a closet near his office. The scripture is embroidered in mustard yellow, five commandments on either side of the zipper.
Sort of a cursive kind of style, and try not to be too much in people's faces, but nonetheless make the point.
His point?
To me, the Ten Commandments are a link between law and truth.
McCathan says the U.S. legal system is steeped in Christian principles, including the Ten Commandments, and he's critical of what he calls an effort to purge and cleanse government of all religion. McCathan is the presiding circuit judge in Covington County, an elected position he has held for 13 years. He says the robe is a personal act, showing his foundation for judging right and wrong.
At what point does it quit being about the position I hold, and when can it start being about what I am? Why do I have to be converted to humanism before I can serve as a judge? Have we reached the point where Christians simply cannot, in conscience, serve?
It's a scary thing when judges think that their religion is the key to right and wrong, the key to what's legal and not legal.
Richard Cohen is general counsel of the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery. The group successfully sued to have a granite Ten Commandments monument removed from the Alabama Supreme Court. Cohen says this judge's robe sends a similar message.
Judges appear in black robes, and it's the idea is they cover their own clothing and come there as, you know, kind of the embodiment of justice. It's impartial. It's neutral. And now this judge has, you know, kind of gone away from that idea. He says justice in my court is partial. It's partial to my religion.
Legal scholars can't recall any other judge putting a message on his robe. U.S. Chief Justice William Rehnquist raised eyebrows when he put gold stripes on the sleeves of his robe. But that was a personal style statement, says University of Texas constitutional law professor Doug Laycock, and much different than putting a personal message on the judicial garment.
What we have here is a mixing of a religious message with the judicial office. And in terms of the Code of Judicial Ethics, we have the same issues if it were a political message. If he wore a Bush button or a Kerry button on the outside of his robe, we'd have the same problems with the canons of judicial ethics. Because it's religious, we also have a problem with the Establishment Clause.
Laycock says putting the Ten Commandments on his robe is really no different than Judge McCathan posting the biblical scripture in his courtroom.
His robe is a symbol of office. It really is not personal. It is like part of the courtroom. And it doesn't matter whether he puts it on the front of his robe or puts it on the front of his bench.
It might be even more troublesome, Laycock says, because people coming before McCathan's court could perceive the robe as both the government endorsing a religious message and a signal of bias by the judge. But Judge McCathan says it's unlikely anyone coming before him would feel at a disadvantage.
We're in Covington County, Alabama. There, I suppose, are a few people of other, I know one, of other religious faiths than the Christian tradition. But that is a very, very, very rare circumstance.
So far, no one has sued over Judge McCathan's robe. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.